As it became clear, the House would pass a debt bill that neither side really embraced, there was at least a feeling of relief. And then something happened that brought an unexpected moment of joy. Walking unaided, wearing tennis shoes with a formal suit, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords stepped into the chamber to cast her vote supporting the compromise. Suddenly, after weeks of bitter debate, the House seemed to see its best self. Here's Democrat Nancy Pelosi speaking just after Giffords entered.
Throughout America, there isn't a name that stirs more love, more admiration, more respect than the name of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Thank you, Gabby, for joining us.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook was there as well. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Renee.
You know, it was Giffords' first time back in the Capitol building since she was shot in the head at a gathering of her Tucson constituents last January. When did you first realize what was happening?
I, along with the rest of Washington, was watching this vote, sort of ticking off the numbers, and suddenly I saw all of these people in the House chamber standing and applauding. And at first, I wasn't sure if it was because they had come close to the numbers they needed to pass this bill. But there was some genuine joy in this applause. And then in the middle of this sort of group of people, you saw this blue jacket and this giant smile. And you realized that Gabby Giffords was back on the floor. It was just absolutely stunning.
What struck you most about the reception she received from her colleagues?
Well, the people around her were not, I mean, yes, her great friends, Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but also her colleague, Arizona Republican David Schweikert, Michelle Bachmann.
All Republicans, of course.
Yes, Joe Biden was there. Everyone was beaming and hugging, and you could see that there was this lifting out of weeks of struggle.
And I gather this was something she decided on her own.
Yes. There was a press release afterwards in true congressional style. She wrote, "I have closely followed the debate over our debt ceiling and have been deeply disappointed at what's going on in Washington." Sounds like the rest of America. She said, "After weeks of failed debate in Washington, I'm pleased to see a solution. I strongly believe that crossing the aisle for the good of the American people is more important than party politics. I had to be there for this vote. I could not take the chance that my absence could crash our economy."
Andrea, thanks very much.
My pleasure.